Sports opinions collide. Nigga, dead end sports.
Yeah,
you
know,
watch
right?
Dead.
Like, yeah.
You watch
Ken over here fucking up.
You watch dead end sports.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You listening to dead end sports podcast. What's going on, Sophie? Peace. Sophie up in here. You good, Sophie? Where
she
sports opinions collide. Like Ken will say.
Yep. Make sure you guys check out Dead End Hip Hop on YouTube. Subscribe.
Is the mic still on?
Yep.
iTunes.
Yep.
Are we on Spotify yet?
Not yet. Trying to get there. Dead End Sports, we're on Radio Public, so y'all can
listen
to that.
Oh, yeah, I saw you tweet that. I retweeted. We are now, as we're doing this podcast, we are watching the game 4 of the Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors.
Critical game.
Game 4, yeah, because
Rockets got to win this one, man.
Yeah, if they lose this one, they down 3-1, and you ain't coming to – man, speaking of, it was a – I'm not really a betting man all the time, but it's this guy at my job. He told me that the Rockets are going to win this series. And
well,
I was like, excuse me.
I picked the Rockets to win this year.
Because you crazy as shit.
But Ken was being Ken. No, this guy was really, wow. This guy was really being serious about the Rockets are going to win. And he said this, the Rockets are going to win 3 straight games.
Oh, I didn't
say
that.
And I was about to, I'm not a betting man, but I was about to be like, yo, you want to put some money up on this? Like they're not even going to win this series. I want to be like, yo, bet 100. I'm not even a betting man like that, but I was willing to be like, I bet 100 that the Golden State Warriors going to win.
Well, the Rockets messed up when they lost game 1, so they put themselves in it's been an uphill battle. And, you know, they came out flat, like they had a 54, they had an 8-point lead at halftime. They done came out flat in the third quarter, so now it's a 3-point lead, and they're back to the same old thing that cost them game 1. You know, that iso ball, and it's not –
oh my! Okay,
they're not.
Ken,
the ball is sticking
you
around.
No, listen. God damn!
Because you know what? This is what they've been doing. This isn't anything new. The difference is when they drive, are they kicking, and is the ball moving? Like you continue to say this isolation, like this is something new for them. This is not anything new, Ken.
But Raph, we just saw it. They just grab the ball and they just stand there at the top of the key, dribbling.
But Ken, but that's their offense.
But
that's
in
nothing
the
new.
Game they won, they did more of that, except the ball was moving.
What was the difference, though, Ken? When the penetration happened, the ball was being kicked. But at the end of the day, you have to penetrate. And how do you penetrate? It's either going to be through pick and roll scenarios or me breaking my man down. That's it. That's how their offense gets the ball moving. Sometimes when you are getting past your man, you're not going to kick out the ball and you're going to shoot. So that's why it looks stagnant. But it's the same offense. They didn't do anything different.
Well, he wasn't ready.
But also, P.J. Tuckerman was hitting a lot of shots.
They were.
They were hitting they was hitting shots that they were missing in that game 1. Yeah.
They were. And in game 2, the ball looked and felt more like a hot potato.
All right. You know, I'm not like an analytics stats guy, but they tell the story of game 1 and game 2. Game 1, they had like 40-something, 45 isolation plays. In game 2, they had like 28 or something. They averaged like 20-something isolation plays a game. They doubled that in game 1, and it looked terrible. So they got back to normal iso ball, their normal offense in game 2.
So let me ask you this, right? Like, that isolation, I would like to see how they figure that stat, mainly because if I iso and get by my man and then make the pass, that's not an isolation? Do they count that as an isolation? Because
I have no idea.
Okay, and we don't have, you know, a stat team or nothing like that.
Yeah,
so I don't know how to
have second spectrum.
Yeah, we don't.
I did look into it, but I didn't see a
problem. I feel you.
It,
so to me, right, again, that's why I said they didn't do anything different, because if we're counting an isolation as me getting past my mind, then I try to score versus I get past my mind and I get past my man and I make a pass. Both of those are the same thing, just two different decisions. But it's the same exact offense. Ken, they either try to get past their man through James Harden and CP, through either one-on-one or through pick and roll. The difference is once they make that pass, are the others passing the ball? Are they playing hot potato with the ball?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Because, your coach, and this is modest, by the
this
way.
This is modest, by the way.
I know, first time. Goddamn, we've been doing this shit like 5 years, goddamn.
This is first time. I just don't be having time to do it.
Yeah,
man, you know? I rarely have time to watch sports like that, too, so that's why I say I don't know how much I can add.
You a sports dude by heart.
But But nah, man, like, even, you know, playing ball growing up and like playing organized ball, like, if you have ball handlers on your team, that's part of your offense to try to penetrate the defense and then try to kick out or whatever. So it's not necessarily iso ball. It's just the way that
how it gets initiated.
But that, I guess it just it looks terrible for them because they're just standing there and then they dribble, dribble, dribble. Then next thing you know, it's 10 or 7 seconds left on the clock.
And I feel you.
And we're talking about the ball's damn near in one person's hand the whole time.
And I feel you, but
waiting for the kick out.
Exactly. Right. And has this not been like CP3's MO? Like, everybody knew he's a ball dominant point guard. And what is James Harden? A ball dominant guard.
Right.
So at times it's going to look like that, especially if they feel that they got it going. You know what? You can't guard me, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep going. Because at the end of the day, they live and die with.
Hey, he had that boy leaning. He had that boy leaning. That's why you iso ball.
That was iso ball.
That was iso ball right there.
Now, like, you can't guard me.
Everybody move to the end.
I'm about to take Steph Curry. Yeah. And the guys are standing around.
Good luck.
Pass. And the guys standing around for a kick out or to make an additional pass. Like, if you break down, kick it to you. Bam. Another pass. You know, you got the defense flunder at that point. They don't know where they go. And then you got an open shot or a chance to go to the hole even easier. They should have made that one.
Mm-hmm. So that looks like quote-unquote isolation, but that's how they initiate their offense. Their offense is initiated through penetration, through dribble penetration.
But that was 1-on-4. That was bad, but I understand.
How was that 1-on-4? That was 1-on-1.
It was Eric Gordon. It was like 4 other Warriors there.
Because they was,
woo, look at,
but what they're doing though, and it's clear as day, and I think okay, so there's two things. Obviously, they're attacking Steph Curry.
Of course, all
day. That's why Eric Gordon took that shot.
Of course,
it was mainly because
the game plan.
Right, the offense is whoever Curry's guarding, we're going through him.
Yeah.
The second thing is game four. It's a must win. This is when we look at guys like LeBron. And say, hey, man, you got to get it done. So their LeBron is James Harden, and their secondary player obviously is Chris Paul, who's playing, I guess, the Wade on this team. So they have to bring it home. But I just think for them, if they become too stagnant, they become easier to guard.
1,000%. But at the end of the day, right, like James Harden is a top 3 one-on-one player. And the craziest thing about James Harden's game is he is unselfish and he is a playmaker. So sometimes you got to live with that. Like there is no perfect scenario, right? Just like with Bron, and we say sometimes he's too passive, you got to live with that. Just like Russell Westbrook, he go 100 miles an hour. You got to live with that because for them to be great, James Harden got to take you one-on-one. James Harden got to get you with a step back. James Harden has to initiate offense.
You got to take your pride a little bit.
Hmm?
I said James Harden got to take your pride a little bit.
That's just his game, bro. He's going to make you look dumb.
Right.
At least once every game, there's one defender on that other squad. He's going to look dumb as hell.
Like, yeah.
And that's James Harden's game. And you have to live and die with that. Because obviously at this point, you can't change your offensive identity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's too late in the game. But at the end of the day, your identity is predicated on your best player. And both of their best players are pick and roll playmakers. It's just James Harden is more of a scorer than CP because CP is a pure point guard.
Right.
So to me, like all of this isolation is that, what do you mean? I'm a point guard, bro. And I remember coming up, it was difficult for me to understand when to score, when to pass, when am I dribbling too much, because it's difficult. But at the end of the day, when you can score like James Harden, hey, bro, do you? I'll be right here waiting for whatever you want to do. Because 9 times out of 10, James Harden is going to make the right play. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a force-up. Sometimes his force-up is better than a contested shot by me. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, because you can draw fouls.
Yeah, he's good at drawing them damn fouls, man.
Jeez. Leads the league. I think he's led the league damn near a whole decade. At least since he's been in the NBA, getting 20-plus minutes a game. You know, so you have
but
to live
in the playoffs.
With
they don't really call it that much.
Yeah, of course not. Of course,
so he becomes that's a part of his game that he doesn't have.
But that's why we see him like really taking it to the
exactly.
Rack now.
You gonna not call it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to the rack.
He dunking and shit. Like, yeah, it's just like, yeah.
On Draymond Green of all people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, how you think? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so switching to conference, how y'all think the Eastern Conference is shaping up? Now it's tied 2-2.
Wait, I want to go back to this conference real quick. Yeah. So, like,
that's cool. That's cool.
So, do you, like, I don't know because I don't, I you know, I don't follow it like that, but. So you seriously think Houston going to take them?
Yeah, I seriously think they can.
You said Houston like they showing glimpses of
Houston.
You know, they definitely showing glimpses of that they can take them.
They can, they can run with them.
I think if they can I like the game plan of attacking Steph's like mentally toughness because if you take them that's how Cleveland beat them, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Took them out the game and then boom.
Kyrie kept going at them.
Yeah, kept going at them, boom, they won.
Yep.
So that's a good ass game plan. So if they can stick to that and then if Curry really loses it, they could be in some trouble. It don't matter what Durant do.
Oh, God. That's how you feeling?
Damn, what if he'd have made that? Ooh. I was like, Jesus
see,
Christ.
But Ken, did you see what he did? He told PJ Tucker to get at his corner.
Yep.
So what happens with that is if he penetrates on that side, and oh my God.
Too much room.
Hey,
do you guard that, dude?
Look,
that is crazy.
Rod, to your point, because it is a great game plan going at Steph Curry like that, right? But for Steph Curry's perspective, sometimes the best defense is a great offense.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you start doing stuff like that, you're not going to come at me as hard offensively.
No.
Because now I'm cooking you.
No.
Especially after that.
I like how he's stepping up, like, for real. Like,
I'm the MVP.
Yeah.
Got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they made I mean, I know 35 points is 35 points, but –
Ooh. Were, oh my God. Got him!
Oh my God. Got him! Right. You know what? I'll take that.
Got him!
Oh my God, dude. Stephen Curry Chef Curry.
Third quarter, 5 minutes, 19 seconds is what we're talking about now.
Right.
Yep. Is what we're talking about right
got
now.
Got the lead. I want us at the first lead of the game. I want us the first lead.
Nah, I don't think it was.
But see, that. All of that, you going to come at me? All right, I bet.
Yeah.
Give me the rock.
He has to.
You got to.
If he doesn't do that, they're losing.
Yep.
They lose it. But so he's like, and he knows that.
Yes.
He knows that.
And that's why Golden State is winning. They winning this series.
Yeah.
They got the better players. They getting the ship.
Yeah. They are.
If they was able to get him out of his game, I'm with you.
He was out of his game until he started front running in game three.
He had to.
He was balling.
Durant was like, nigga.
He wasn't balling.
They were up by
10. Man scored 18 points in the third quarter.
That's because they had the lead and there was no pressure on him.
So you scored 18 points because they had the lead? Get up. You know what,
Ken? You know Steph Curry.
You really deserve to be on TV somewhere.
Right.
Because you sound like all these other people I be watching, bro. You know, and that takes me to this point. I've been seeing like a lot of the headlines, a lot of the questions have been, who's a more important player? Right, like who does the offense need to go through? And I've always said, KD's their best player. Steph is their most important player.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's a big difference.
I mean, he was before.
Before
he got there.
And Steph is the engine that could. He's what propels them. KD is what makes them unfair. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. Steph has to play at this level. Steph has to make those demoralizing shots.
Right.
Because as a defense, when that shit start going, you know it's an avalanche.
Right.
It ain't just a little snowball, bro. Right. That's a lot coming behind that.
Right.
And then, where's Klay? So imagine the Klay get all two, right? So that's the reason why Steph is the most important, because he's their primary ball handler. He is the best shooter all time, and he makes 40-foot jumpers look like it's layups, bro. Like that's the reason why he's the most important player, because he extends your defense so far, and it allows the space for everything how they want to attack, because you got to guard this guy beyond half court. You have to. KD, you got that range. But I ain't. If KD want to shoot that all day, bro, go ahead and shoot that all day, bro. Mm-hmm. With Steph, you can't do that. With Klay, you can't do that if he hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why Steph is more important.
You can't let him get off. Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. That's. I mean, when he hit that first three, I was like, too far. Like, you got to be up on him.
You got to.
And that's what they have to do. They got to be up on him. They got to body him, hit him with a couple of elbows. Whatever it takes.
You know what, though, Ken? I feel you. And I think sometimes even the simplest things are sometimes harder to do than it is to say. Because when you're out there guarding, it's so unnatural to be up on a guy that far. and you relax just natural because this is the only guy you have to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
So you even in the series, you'll relax here and there, and then boom, 40 footer in your mouth.
That nigga, that half court, y'all know how I do.
No, full court. I be, hey, Rod, the yeah, whole way. The whole way, bro. Don't let that man get the ball. Man.
He can't even touch the ball.
Straight up.
Yeah, you know, and the one that set him off, because I think that's his third three in this quarter, was remember when the game started, and it was 49, it was like 56, 46 or something like that. And they had a chance. It was three Rockets. And they had a chance to get the rebound, and they didn't. And it bounced back out, and Steph had a wide-open look, and he hit it. And then now he's on. Like, he just needed one to go in. But now the other thing that the Warriors are doing is they're attacking James Harden.
Oh, yeah.
They scored, like, they were, like, 7 out of 10 against him on offense.
Oh, no. And they got to go at him. They got to go at him. You know what, man? Like,
it's over.
It's not.
They missing layups. Nah,
it's not over, Ken.
They better survive.
Stop
this
being
quarter.
A prisoner of the moment. They better survive Chef
They're
Curry.
They're whining
because if he get another one, he gonna make it. Oh come on, Draymond, you got. Oh okay, I feel you. Bang,
lock him.
He ain't gonna miss no more. He not gonna miss no more. It's a wrap now.
He in there everywhere. In the
he
court.
Done hit three. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's
Dude,
a wrap.
Man, what in the hell? Oh my God. 11-0 run. Nigga,
that's why it's so demoralizing. Doing?
Oh, okay. Way to respond. Way to respond. That was a great response.
Yeah, needed that.
Yep.
Get stabilized the game.
Because think about it. You're down four. If they come back and hit another three, that's seven.
And all four of those threes are by Steph, by the way. Mm-hmm. Four or five.
Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. Eastern Conference. 2-2.
Yeah, my bad.
Mm-hmm. No, you mm-hmm. you a guest, nigga. But, hey, baby. Whatever you want, baby.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do, baby. But Eastern Conference series tied 2-2. Cleveland got back into it. They took right now it's home. Both teams got home. And I think you mentioned this last week, but
oh, that was Steve Stout right there on the bench.
It was. You saw that?
Yeah.
But
I'm like, damn, that nigga look familiar. Who is that?
Ken mentioned this last week, but in the franchise history of the Boston Celtics, they have never lost a series starting up 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And now you going back. The momentum seems like it's in Cavs' favor going back to Boston. But Boston.
Really?
I put it
to you like this. Yeah. I feel after game three, it felt like Cavs took more momentum. But after this game four,
you think,
it felt like the Celtics
Boston
took a little
still,
bit of that.
They
were right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Clay too? Oh, man, it's a wrap. If both
Clay's in now. Why you sound like a little kid? Clay's in now. Mama! Clay's in now!
Hey, man, if the Splash Brothers start splashing, it's a problem.
It's a wrap.
And they know it, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they know they it. Know they it. Know it.
They know it.
And then the thing that I love about them is that they love to feed each other. Oh, you hot? Bet. Here you go.
Oh
snap. Watch. Watch. He about to pull us up.
We're live
stupid.
Watching this. I'm sorry. This, the emotions is kicking in. The
swing.
Basketball
emotions.
Oh, yeah, Clay. SKD. It's KD. It's cool.
That's cool.
But honestly, B. Like,
let me get some of this. Let me get some of this.
Yep. Let me get a little taste.
Give me a minute, boy.
Let me get some of that.
But after that game four game, like I felt that, you know, LeBron had what, another 40-point triple-double?
Was it a triple-double? It wasn't a triple-double.
But
it felt like Cavs had the control, but it seemed like they just couldn't put Boston away.
They couldn't put Boston away, and every time, and I got to give props to Bron, right? Because I think Bron is starting to figure out how Brad Stevens and the Celtics are playing them, right? Like, he's understanding when and where to pick his moments. So he's able to get everybody else involved, and then once the Celtics make their run, he's like, okay, bet. Give me the ball. I'm a bully ball you guys. And isn't that such an interesting thing about LeBron's game now? Like, so for so many years, he didn't want to be in the post. And now he's just bully balling anybody that's smaller than him. That's damn near everybody on the court. But LeBron has figured it out where, you know, every time the Celtics cut it down to 8 to 9, He'd get more assertive, and then they push that lead back to 12, 15, whatever, right? But the fact that Boston is still able to dig in and cut it and cut it and cut it, and it doesn't matter how well LeBron plays. LeBron's only had one bad game this entire series, right? And the Celtics are still there. To me, I'm worried about that, especially the fact that they're 9-0 at home. You know what right. I'm saying? They're going back to Boston.
Yep.
If
it's still two more games possibly played in Boston.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that this is going to be critical for Boston, not necessarily for Cleveland. Because if Cleveland loses this game, I still think that they could win the series. Really? Boston loses this game.
It's a wrap.
I think it's a wrap.
I think it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a wrap.
That means Brian be like, let's finish him off at the crib.
Yeah, not less. They will.
Yeah, they will. I I'm sticking to my Cavs in six, but I think that this is going to be very.
I'm still sticking with Boston in seven.
That's
man.
Cool.
I
feel you.
I think it's going to be home. And
I feel you.
And Boston got that advantage because the way they're looking at home and the way they look on the road, they're like two completely different teams. Yeah. It's like, who is this Boston team that's on the road? But when they're at home.
Yeah. But you know what?
I
think this is great experience for both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Jaylen's already, Brown, you know, they already made the Eastern Conference Finals last year with Jaylen Brown, so he has some of that, but obviously as a rookie.
Right.
Jason Tatum is their leading scorer. So he's only going to get He's only going to get better. You know what I'm saying? And for him to be able to draw on this experience, battling Bron, battling, you know, a championship contender, it's only going to expedite his process. And I think that he's going to take a bigger jump in year two than what Jaylen did this year.
Let me ask y'all this. And I know Ken's probably going to be on the bandwagon when I ask this question. But say if Boston beat Cleveland and they go to the finals, what do you think the narrative going to be with the whole Haywood and Kyrie Irving? You think the media going to start pushing that agenda like, do they really need these guys? I mean,
before we answer this, cut Ken's mic off, please.
I'm just asking because I'm wondering, like, man, what if they really do make it to the finals? What if they really do make it to the finals without Kyrie and Gordon Haywood? Like,
he's not touching nothing.
Dude, look at him. He's dancing.
Go ahead and dance on him. Y'all go ahead. You the bad boy.
Somebody needs to check him. Elbow.
Oh, yeah. Give me these.
And the steal. Oh, let me get that.
A clean block.
It's a clean block. Yeah.
Y'all can't let him dance on him. I'm with Chuck.
Okay.
It's time for
Watch this. Just give him the rock.
That's Durant.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Oh yeah.
Fair.
Oh yeah. That's like that's the cheat code. That's the cheat code, Durant. That's the cheat code right there.
Who can guard that ever in NBA history?
No Carve way. It in. They are the 2018 NBA championships, man. They are the NBA championships.
Going back to your question, though, I like to answer that.
Go ahead.
It's like the way I see it is like they can get to the finals without them, but they can't win a championship without them.
Okay.
So that's just the narrative. Right there, like that. What else can you? They're not gonna beat Golden State. I don't think they could beat Houston without them.
Be able to win it next year, and I think that's what they're saying. Like that experience they have that they're gaining from this year.
You see, Ken on
will
that bullshit.
Arm them for next year.
Ken on that bullshit.
How can?
Yeah.
Experience.
Do you see these guys right now?
No, I'm not. They probably won't beat. I don't know. Right. But they probably won't beat them this year.
Think about it.
But what B is saying is like next year.
No, Ken. They can't win without them. Like, look at this level of basketball that's being played right now. They can't beat them without Kyrie.
They don't have enough horses. You love to credit Terry Rozier, and he's earned it. I give it to him. But he's no Kyrie. Because I put it to you like this. Steph can do this against anybody anytime. But there's only a select, and I've told you, I don't know how, all last season, there's 4 point guards that be going at Steph the same way he be going at everybody else. Right. And Kyrie's on that list. Right. And we saw it earlier this year.
Right?
That duel, how many times you see a point guard duel
that
like
shit?
That, bro?
Remember
Kyrie was like, bro, come eat this.
You're not going to see that.
And then think about it like I don't want to lose my train of thought. Hold on, let me think. I knew I was going to fucking lose my train of thought.
Mm-hmm. The duel, scoring.
I lost it.
Game 7.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Every level is a different beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Regular season, playoffs. Finals is a different beast, bro. It just is. Like, there's no way that Celtics team experience this year or whatever can beat either one of these teams.
Next year.
Yeah, I'm talking about next year. We ain't talking about this year. This is a wrap. I'm talking about next year. They can't do it, man.
Not without
one of their superstars. Yeah, like,
they
can't.
And here's the thing, Ken. like I've been saying, Danny Ainge carved himself out a 20-year career as a GM of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
That's what he's done.
Yeah.
And with this, I don't think I've ever seen a team that has more options than them. Because they could literally let Gordon Hayward, they could trade Gordon Hayward. Even though, you know, I understand Brad Stevens, him, you know, they want to win championships together. Hey, look, bro, it's about the Boston freaking Celtics, right? Mm-hmm. And they can trade him and go, you know, sign and trade, go get Boogie. They can still get better. Mm-hmm. And they still have draft picks. And their core of their squad right. is young.
Right. You know, if you say keep Kyrie, okay, fine. But I don't think they need Gordon Hayward.
I'm with you there.
I think he's.
I'm with you there.
He's definitely
the odd man
Jason
out.
Tatum, yeah, definitely yeah. showed that they kind of don't need him.
Yeah, they don't need him. And also the fact that you have Jaylen Brown as well. Like you right. look, my thing is this. I think that you could probably play all three of them the way that the NBA is right now. You could play Jason Tatum could play 2 through 4. He just needs to get
small for 4.
He'll get there. Mm-hmm. He's only 20. He'll okay. get there. He has the length yeah. to play 4. In this era NBA.
Offensively, he can. Defensively, I think he had to. He kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He got to get stronger. It is he what it is. Stronger. That's why I always say. Remember FIFO facts from a couple weeks ago? 3 to 5.
Yep.
And look at what he's doing in his year one. So wait till he sees that third year, that fourth year, when he's able to, you know, be 23, 24 years old, right? Just naturally, you get stronger. He's going to be on an NBA regimen, and he's already scoring 20 in the playoffs. And and it's not like no soft 20. Like in critical moments, they're going to him. Mm-hmm. So that's yep. only going to expedite. So I'm with you that Gordon Hayward is the odd man out. And the beautiful thing about Gordon Hayward right now is that he has a bigger contract. So that means that you can go fish for a bigger fish if yep. you let that fish go, yep. if you go to trade. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what Boston does because it's just they have too many options. They just truly do. Like you can literally package. I wouldn't do it. To me, Jason Tatum is non-negotiable. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah. But if you wanted to trade him, everything is available to you. You know why? Because you have the system. You have the foundation. And typically most teams yeah. start with a foundation
they have
of a core.
Foundation,
but definitely. Their foundation is yeah. Brad Stevens. As long as they got Brad Stevens and a couple of Brad, quote unquote, Brad Stevens guys, they're going to be all right. They're going to perform.
Let me ask you this. Would you find a way to package Jason Tatum in for Kawhi Leonard?
Because Kawhi is bona fide right now win a championship.
Right.
You know, Jason Tatum still needs to take the lumps. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that with still all of the draft picks that they have, you can let Jason go.
You could probably get another Jason Tatum, hopefully,
or Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So to me, yeah, if you're getting a guy back like that,
right,
then yeah, I'll make that happen.
That's Steph Curry mom. Steph Curry mom must not be a real sister because y'all saw what she said.
No, what she said.
So you know the last game in game 3 when Curry hit the layup and he was mm-hmm. yelling at the crowd,
mm-hmm.
"This is my effing house."
Mm-hmm.
His mother didn't like that.
That's just mom being
That's
mom.
His mom yeah.
I disagree. Well, I guess just my mom just must be hood like that because she because I guarantee you,
yeah.
my mother's been to plenty of my games,
yeah.
and she seen me get yeah. loose on the court. And she understands that yeah. basketball is the emotional sport. She know that's like the only time my mother kind of like let me curse.
Yeah,
and she like knows like okay, you're yeah. emotional, you yeah. your adrenaline's pumping. Yeah. So if I was to yell something, this is my effing house at mm-hmm. our home high school game. Mm-hmm. My mother's gonna probably be like, "You damn right, this is your damn house."
You ain't no national television either, yeah. though. Like, you know,
I think
you think she'll still be like that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's kind of like Draymond's mama.
I know other mothers that I grew up with
yeah.
of my other homeboys that would probably be like, "Oh yeah, nigga, this is your motherfucking house. Like, you better show them, baby." Like, my mother would be saying,
"Ooh, wow. get you some."
Wow.
Hey, man. Wow. Hey, what's his name? Sean Livingston.
Yep.
He had a dunk a couple games ago when he glid. I said, bro, if you never jack that knee up, man, you be.
Hey,
boy.
I tweeted the other day. I said, Sean Livingston equals Ron Harper. Both yep. of these people don't yep. realize how nice yep. they was yep. before yep. they had the knee
yep.
injuries.
Yep.
I mean, even though Ron Harper was still nice, just like Sean Livingston mm-hmm. was still nice, it's nah. like I look at that the
you
same
know
way. Like,
Man. Yeah, Ron Harper was on Jordan level athleticism.
Like, yes,
when you start talking mess like Capella does, and you get yammed on, like they seek him out.
Oh yeah, of course.
They were like, okay, we'll show you. That's why he went to dunk on him. Mm-hmm. That was in
and CP. CP be going, man.
But here's the thing, and this is what I was about to say. Veteran, like, man. You need to win this game.
Oh yeah,
Harden should be in the game.
Though I don't understand why people be knocking. I understand that CP3 hasn't had much postseason success, but you cannot deny that dude go at people. Like, he goes at – he tries to win. Like, you cannot say he slacks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Good play. Good finish. Good one. But, Ken, you said that – all right, we're at right at the 10-minute mark. Ken is talking about James Harden needs to be in the game. Ken, you have – look, man, this is part of rotations.
I understand that. You don't want to – but this is a must-win game.
But that's why you have CP.
You need your best players on the court to win this game,
dog. He's out there now. He's out there now. He's out there.
You can't – I mean, he got some rest. And
you got to stagger those minutes.
He's going to finish this. He's going to finish this.
We don't stagger minutes for LeBron, dog. We're not going to give –
because LeBron never had that guy.
Doesn't matter, man. We can't give – Harden a pass. He had it when he had when Kyrie.
I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just saying the man got a rest if you want him to perform.
But I'm just saying even when Kyrie was there, there were times the last couple of seasons when they played together, we were like, LeBron need to be in the game.
It
must win games.
I get where you're coming from with the LeBron Kyrie thing. Hold on, Ken. I feel where you're coming from with the LeBron Kyrie thing, because Kyrie, outside of this year, has yet to proven that when he's on the court by himself, that they could win it or it extend the lead. Right? Like there was a lot of times.
Bad shot.
But at the end of the day, man, CP's that guy. And
see, this is their chance to get in the game.
Steph Curry's out.
And they're taking bad shots.
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. And then they're Andoroku. Mm.
Chris Paul.
Making a run.
I mean, they got it to five, but Harden look a little scared. But their defense is picked up.
Oh.
The defense is picked up. But, they got to win this game, bro.
But I love this intensity. I love this intensity. This is what playoff basketball is about. It's about a whole bunch of shit talking. It's about, yo mama, yo daddy. You know what I'm saying? Come get this work. You know what I'm saying? Like, get yammed on. You know, it's Thanksgiving out here. I'm passing out some yams. You know, like at the end of the day, Ken, I feel honestly, as a fan of basketball, this is the finals.
But you know, I was this. You're gonna call this the finals?
Bruh. Like, whoever comes out the East is gonna get their ass torn, bruh. Yeah.
The Rockets may go down So if the Rockets losing five, that's what we're gonna call the finals? Like, what if you said
Golden State is that far ahead of everybody?
I understand that, but you're saying this is the final. Like, this is an elite matchup. If they go down in
five, is this not?
How is it proven to be such?
Because that just shows how great Golden State is.
I understand all that, but that doesn't mean this is the finals.
It is, because whoever comes out of this, they're going to win a championship.
These are the two best teams. These are the two best teams playing right now.
The Rockets don't look like they're the best team. Look like,
because they're playing against Golden State.
Cleveland can pop their ass.
Get out of here.
Yes, they can.
Pop?
Yes, Cleveland would. Like, Cleveland would get the Rockets.
And how many games?
No.
Six. They would get the Rockets.
He had to
man.
Think about that. He wanted to say five.
They would get the Rockets. Nah. They would get the Rockets, though.
Rockets got too much firepower.
You let CP3 and Harden get to the finals, bro. They
gonna win.
They gonna win.
Nah.
That hunger.
Can't think about
hunger.
It,
bro.
You tripping?
Hunger.
Bro.
Think about it.
And they got home court against anybody.
Against anybody. How Harden wants to win now? Like, you could see it in CP3.
I'm waiting to
now
see
now. They get
it
to the finals.
Yeah, it's
nigga.
They see him red. They see him blood. They see him blood. They see him blood. It's the same way.
They don't have Kevin Durant. They don't have Steph Curry. They don't have Klay Thompson. They don't have Draymond Green. What the fuck?
Like, what shot was that?
I don't know. I was trying to look down at the shot clock to see if maybe that
watch
was.
Watch this nigga pass. Watch, he's scared. Watch,
Harden.
Scared. Yeah,
God.
Watch.
No, he about to give
but
him
you
some
know
work.
What? You know what? Okay. What I told you.
Give it to the guy that's hot.
But you know, Paul's not hot yet.
He's like about three or four in a row. What are you talking about?
Good pass.
Damn, that was good.
Oh, the right blocked him.
Nah, I think he just got sprited.
Oh, man. Come on, Draymond.
Yep. He got Sprite.
What? Oh wow.
Yeah,
ooh. He got Sprite.
Yep.
Reggie Miller said you need to go see a chiropractor.
You know, talking about the commentators, I like Reggie Miller and Chris Webber together.
Really?
I think they mean, no, y'all don't like them?
The only one I like is Hubie Brown. That's yeah, the only Hubie's one the I like.
You don't like Stan and Mark? No, not Stan, Jeff and Mark.
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, I like
better.
Jeff and
Gunn. I like yeah, Jeff oh, yeah, and Mark. I like them better than Miller.
No, 1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%. But I'm just at least for a
Chris
basketball
Webber
fan.
Chris Webber be so corny to me.
Who?
Chris Webber be so corny to me.
Reggie he's gotten a lot better though.
Oh my God.
I do remember him being like dry.
Yeah, he's gotten way better. And Reggie's gotten way better. I'm not saying they're the best. I'm just saying I like them now.
So
at first they were unbearable.
So I want to go back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Nah, okay. I didn't get my take.
Okay.
About the series. Remember I told you guys via text that last night that LeBron got his Raptor swagger is what I called it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, like we saw what happened in game two. You know, they just had a bad third quarter. LeBron didn't really go out there and stabilize the game like he did in last night. So last night the Celtics were making a run. LeBron checked back in. He kind of stabilized the game and got them back to 11. What I saw in that game last night was LeBron, like you were alluding to earlier, Raph, he's confident, like he's figured them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of playing around with them, trying to make these unnecessary passes, turning the ball over, keeping them in the game. Like
Kyle Korver was playing some great defense, too. I think Kyle Korver's playing well. Best yeah, defense I've yeah, ever seen yeah. him play in his career.
He hustling.
Yeah,
he hustling out
yeah.
there.
But the thing is, I think, and I think where we're all kind of pausing is, can they do that on the road? And I think they can because they had a lead in game two. They were up like eight or seven. In game two, and they just squandered, you know, the lead in the third quarter. Even in, there were moments in game one where they kind of got back in, and then they just didn't finish the job. But I think LeBron's confident. I'm with you. I'm still sticking Cavs in six because I think they're going to take game five, and I think they're just going to close it out in game six because LeBron has figured out Brad Stevens. And I got to give Lou credit. I told you Nance needed to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's had an impact. I think Clarkson still, I don't know what's up with him.
I put it to you like this, Ken. You talking about, Cleveland could beat Houston. And, you know, obviously if they could beat Houston, they should be able to push at least going to state, you know, 6-7. If that's going to happen, Larry Nance needs to have, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a game where he's impactful. Jordan Clarkson definitely has to have.
You got to find this game.
And the third guy, Rodney Hood. You need 6'7", all of that 6'7", and youthfulness and athleticism to be able to hit threes and match up physically with some of these guys. Because when you look at Houston and you look at Golden State, they got guys 6'6 to 6'9 that do multiple things, and they're young and wiry and athletic. And with skill, that sounds like Rodney Hood. If they try to go out here with Kyle damn Korver against Houston or Golden State, it's not enough. Kyle Korver can't play that many minutes against these squads.
Nah, he's still a threat on offense, and I think that,
he
that
is.
Makes him.
No, of course, I'm not.
And I like what they're doing with him too. He's not just they're running actual
sets for him.
Different sets, yeah. Like for him to hit that mid range too.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Lou credit, but. You know, I think playing Nance, you know, and Nance still is a little wild and erratic. I don't know what's going on with him. He's still playing really, really fast. He didn't play that way when he first got there, but he's playing really, really fast. He hasn't slowed down yet. Maybe it's the playoffs, but he's definitely have made plays. And I think his hustle is definitely what they need. But I don't know what's going on with Hood, man.
You, in terms of Larry Nance, you know what I think is happening? Is he's learning how to become a professional. And what I mean,
no, Durant, God.
Oh, man. My God. What I mean by that, Ken, is when he was in L.A., he got playing time like this, right? He was awarded mistakes. You can make mistakes, boom. You know, you stay in the game, play through them. In Cleveland, because it's such a pressure packed situation about trying to win a championship, you don't perform, you don't play. So the fact that he's been – ooh.
Oh. Yeah, so that's a good answer.
Oh, I see you, CP3.
That's what I'm saying.
He won it. But look who's taking the shots.
CP3 always won it.
Harden don't want it, y'all. Oof. And now Curry about to pick on Harden.
But I think with Larry Nance, he's playing quick because he hasn't had the time to kind of adjust.
Yeah.
I think it's the pressure of trying to win a championship. It's the pressure of the playoffs. This is his first time being in the playoffs. And the fact that he just hasn't, you know, been able to warm up a playing lather. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just not in rhythm. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to make his moments on the court as impactful as quickly as possible.
That's a good rebound. Mm-hmm. Get it back to him again. That was a good shot.
Yeah, that's a good shot.
Yeah, but he been ice cold.
It doesn't matter. You got to shoot that. And you know, and that's a good and miss. One. Like, that was a good miss. Like, he's on target. He just, you got to keep shooting him.
Man, we're hard on that, though. I'm just saying, yo. Ooh.
He on the milk carton
yeah,
again?
Yeah, he gone, man. It's the moment, man. Like,
CP3 wants it, man. CP3 always won it, man.
Mm-hmm. He never been this far.
Yeah, man.
He trying to get to the finals, man. He ain't going to let Harden hold him back.
He knew won't hold me back.
But they don't put Clay on him. Look at this shit.
That was good defense.
He out there LeBroning.
That was good defense.
I hear you, kid.
Yeah, LeBron be fucking up like, I mean, messing up, man. Like that, man.
Hey, speaking of LeBron, did y'all see, I had sent him in the Dead End Sports thread. Y'all see the video I sent y'all with Jalen Rose and Jay Williams?
Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
You didn't watch it, Ken? I'm surprised. I got busy.
Editing the Is the Mic Still On?
Okay, so pretty much Jay Williams. Woo! Oh,
that was
good. That was. Yeah. That thing had an angle to it, though.
CP3, man. CP3? I'm going to keep trying to tell y'all, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they back in it. Thanks to CP3, not Harden.
Doesn't matter.
Harden have his moment.
But this,
oh, good,
you know what? Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say something else. KD,
how can you not appreciate that, man?
You were brought here for this moment. KD got to close this out.
Look at Ken, that's your boy.
Yeah, that's my dude, man. Mm-hmm. Champ.
Well, they boy playing defense out here though.
That's how they got back in it. They just, I don't know what happened. Well, the Rockets, the reason, Warriors, man. Happened.
So never let his ass.
Nope. Go, man. Nope, that was a mistake.
Oh, he's a champion too, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. With the Lakers, two times.
He's on them champion squad.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lamar Odom and all them.
Pau Gasol, yeah. Shannon Brown.
So he know what it takes.
Yeah, he know.
Who was that other point guard that was like out the league too? Big ears.
Big ears?
Light skin.
Oh, you talking about, what's my man? They should never let it go either.
Jordan Farmar?
No.
Yeah, Jordan Farmar.
That's what you're talking about.
They shouldn't have let him go either.
A couple guys. What's the dude, Brown?
Shannon Brown.
He was balling one time.
They always got a lot out of their players that go on.
Phil Jackson.
And did nothing else. Nothing anywhere
but
else.
But that's a mark of a great coach. It don't matter that nobody else in the league can use you. Come over here. I'm gonna. Right. You know a big prime example of that? Boris Diaw.
Mm-hmm.
He got drafted by the damn Hawks. They didn't know what to do with him. He went to San Antonio, damn near all-star.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all about system, man. It's all about how a coach sees you and how he can maximize what you do,
man.
Best.
It's super important. A coach can ruin your career.
Yes.
Bro.
Yeah. All right.
Look at him.
That was a good.
Nah,
pick
I know
out,
he
though.
Had to pass yeah. out. I'm just saying, though. Sorry.
Oh, way to cut. Good cut. Good defense.
Good foul.
And good foul.
But you know, that's what I was going to say.
Right.
Kerr threw a wrinkle and he's playing Jordan Bell in this game. I was wondering if he was going to get any tick.
Yeah, Houston need this game. But Jay Williams and Jalen Rose arguing. I think, what's the name of the show today? They having?
Get Up.
Get Up, yeah. They was arguing this morning. Get Up. Jay Williams saying that one-on-one, just one-on-one only, LeBron James can beat Michael Jordan, and Jalen Rose lost his.
He did.
Shit. Yeah, you saw.
Now here's
Jalen
the thing,
Rose
though.
Lost his shit.
I think Jay Will was a bit off on the score.
Yeah, he said
7-3.
7-3.
Jordan ain't scoring no 3 points on LeBron. Jordan scored more than that. He's scoring more than that. But I understand where Jay Will was going, though. You know what I'm saying? LeBron just too big, too strong. And he can physically compete against MJ.
Man, Jordan will school him.
I don't think the big would work. I mean, he already has a problem posting up. Like,
he don't have no problem posting up no more.
Jordan, though?
LeBron don't got no moves, though.
No, he don't. He don't.
Nah, Jordan would eat that up, man.
Jordan would eat LeBron up for lunch in a one-on-one. In a one-on-one. You know?
Communicate.
And like, yeah, and like Rod said, it's not like LeBron is just wizard post player guy. Now, if he was, then I would be like, okay, it's a different story because you got him by size. But LeBron is not even a wizard post player.
I think I would use the size against him.
Yeah, he would be that smart. I mean,
and he probably plays way tougher. Like, I mean, we all know about Jordan.
Really, KD?
Well, you know, we've seen Kobe lock LeBron up.
He's not a splash brother,
right? Right,
right, exactly.
Well, and, oh, I'm sorry.
He a splash cousin.
Y'all go ahead. I was stepping over. We were just stepping all over y'all conversation.
No, you good? Yeah, we just live watching the game. That's a good take.
There you go, kid.
I know, right?
He got one.
It almost rattled out, though. You saw that.
Oh, man, get out of here.
It's like, look, it's about 4:30? Four minutes. Oh, shit, 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
They got to get the tempo back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Defense, bro.
It done slowed down. Mm-hmm. They got to get Chef Curry to rock. He hasn't. Oh, there you go.
Oh, good defense by Chris. Was that Chris Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
He won it, boy.
He won.
He won it, man.
CP won it, dude. You cannot. He always get the bad rep because he just never had that, you know, playoff success.
Oh, it went out of bounds.
Yeah. He always get that bad rep. But, man, CP3 won it. Them Clipper years, he was out there, the only one that was playing. Mm-hmm. Blake Griffin is out there making bonehead plays. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Jordan making bonehead plays. CP3 was out there wanting it. And he was guarding Durant a few times.
So I don't know if y'all
that's cheat code. If he'd have made that,
yeah.
Oh my
they
God.
Both choking.
I don't know if y'all seen the headline, but the insiders quote.
Bring him home, James Harden. You got this.
Kent, stop talking.
Go ahead, Arrell.
Get it. You got Curry on you. Well, look at this. Bro, you got
What was that? What the fuck?
Bro, you got – no, forget that. Oh. Why are you passing the ball and you got Curry on you?
What was that?
Take him to the hole.
Show that history play. What?
Eric Gordon hasn't been hitting.
Why he put his hands up, though?
This is why the NBA saw.
Why he put his hands up? What was that?
This is why the NBA saw.
Oh, and he gets shots off that shit?
Wow.
He shoot three?
Nah, he's not shooting three.
I think he's shooting three.
Nah.
If he's shooting three, dog.
They can't reward that type of BS.
Nah,
man.
I think it was foul on the floor, but I think they're in the penalty.
Okay. Are they? Yeah, they're in the bonus. No. Houston's not in the bonus.
Oh, yeah, that was two shots. Man, that must have been the bonus. Because he was behind the three-point line.
So, you know, the headlines are LeBron and other people on that team wanted Cleveland to trade for DeAndre Jordan. If Cleveland would have had DeAndre Jordan right now, would that make a difference in this series or even in a potential finals matchup with either one of these squads?
If they had DeAndre Jordan?
Mm-hmm. Cleveland. I think it helps them more against Houston than Golden State.
Yeah.
And Boston, I don't think it helps them at all.
Not really, because Tristan's doing a great job on Al Horford. I mean, he's basically shutting him down. I mean, so it would be – you would basically get the same impact. I mean, you have a guy that's extremely athletic, and you'll probably see a lot of lobs, but, you know, he hasn't shown to have a post game or anything
he doesn't.
So.
But
his defense would be welcoming, I'm sure.
Of course, and his rebounding. Because even though Tristan is a great offensive rebounder, I just think as a defensive rebounder, DeAndre's better.
And he's not as athletic. So he would basically be a super-powered Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Just bigger, you know, whatever. I think – where it could hurt Boston if they would have had DeAndre Jordan is those rim runs would have freed up shooters. Because if you're running pick and roll with DeAndre Jordan, LeBron James, and he darts to the rim, Like, you got to guard that. And where you're not coming off of Bron, because then Bron's going to go right behind him and yam.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to help off of the weak side. So I could see how that would have opened up shooters a little bit more, but I don't think it would have been, like, a determining factor in this Boston series.
And who are they looking to give up for him again?
I don't know.
Okay, just.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tristan was in that mix.
Oh, yeah. Tristan would have had to, be just for the financial purposes, to make it work. But with all that being said, it obviously was around the same time they made all of the moves that they got. So, you know, I think it would have been very interesting if they could have pulled that off too.
Yeah. I want to get into this list.
What list?
Cowherd's list.
Ooh. Okay, so what's the list?
Cowherd named his top 10 NBA players.
All time? Or in the league now?
Current. I guess it's current.
Okay. It's current.
Of course, right, LeBron's.
He put it in order?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. He ranked it and everything.
Okay.
You got to hear this shit.
Okay. All right, so of course LeBron's 1 and KD's 2.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Anthony Davis, 3.
Fine with that.
Steph, 4.
Okay.
Ben Simmons, 5.
Whoa.
Who? Yes. Yes,
He's pulling the FIFO.
Let him finish. Go ahead. Get the 6. Get the other 5.
What you got on Ben Simmons? We can go in order.
He will be there. I don't think he's there yet.
Too damn early. That's my issue.
You know what I'm saying? Is Ben Simmons top 15? Yes.
He's drinking that too much Kool-Aid.
Yeah, like Ben Simmons, I think, is top 15, top 20 right now. Okay. I would have to make the list. You know what I'm saying? But I think in a year or two, he'll be 5.
Yeah, you're jumping the gun.
Yeah, he's just jumping it a little bit. That's all. Yeah,
trying to be all extra.
Yeah, you're trying to be ahead of the curve. I get you.
Yeah.
Especially when we continue to go down the list.
Yes.
James Harden sits. So he's basically saying Ben Simmons better than Harden.
Yeah, he's not. Not yet.
So Greek Freak, 7. Mm-hmm. Kawhi, 8.
Okay.
Kyrie, 9.
Peep number Whoa. 10. Peep 10, though. Peep, you ready for 10?
Yeah, Kyrie was a shocker at 9.
Yeah. Peep 10, though. You ready for 10? Come on. Warm the hands up.
Klay Thompson, 10.
Oh, he tripped.
Yeah. He need to put Russell Westbrook in there.
Yeah. Well, I know he has a thing, but still, I feel you.
He driving off of emotion, dude.
Kawhi should be top 4. That's number 1. Like, Kawhi being behind Ben Simmons.
LeBron, KD, AD, and Kawhi. You cool with that?
Yeah. That's a top 4. Yeah. However you want to put them, I don't care, but that's the top 4.
Yeah.
I think Steph rounds out the top 5. You know what I'm saying? Because greatest shooter of all time. Like, Kyrie... As much as I'm a big time, I don't think nobody on in this room likes Kyrie more than me. He should not be top 10. He just, and the only reason is because he doesn't impact the other side of the ball as much as the majority of the other people on this list.
So take Kyrie and Klay out. Who you putting in? Russell Westbrook.
He ain't ready, Rod.
Let me scour all of the players.
You're not putting Russ in there?
Russ will definitely be top 10. Russ is definitely top 10. I put Russ there.
Yeah, Russ got to be in 10.
So you say Kyrie not in there, where would you put Kyrie? I mean, who would you put in there for Kyrie?
What about my man from Minnesota?
Cat?
Yeah.
He's not ready yet.
Not yet. Not after his playoff performance. Yeah. But he got the talent.
Yeah, he just,
the talent is there. I think he just needs a little good defense.
You know, if I'm going to make a projection pick, I'd pick Joel Embiid.
What about Cousins?
That's what I was about to say, too. Okay. Boogie to me is top 10. So that's probably who I'd put. Like, round up with big men. So those 3 I would take out, and I would add Russell Westbrook, Boogie, and Joel Embiid.
3. Right, what 3?
2 minutes left.
Take out Kyrie, Klay. What's the third one? I thought he was cool. Everybody else really accepted.
Damn, I was.
Yeah.
So then, I'll put Russ and
Boogie.
Damn, Boogie or Joel.
He ain't ready.
Either one, it don't matter really.
Okay.
I think they're interchangeable at this point. Oh, yeah.
Harden ain't ready, yo.
He just missed a shot, Ken.
But he don't miss 2.
I mean, at least he's taking them. You was getting on him for passing the ball.
I know. Ken's going to get on him no matter what he do.
He was just getting on him for passing the ball.
Bro, hit that. Like, do you understand the impact of that 3 right there? That's an 8-point lead.
Okay, he missed it. You know?
No, it's not okay,
at least he shot it, though.
No, B, no.
The milk carton James Harden wouldn't even shot that.
He don't want to shoot it. Chris Paul making him shoot it. But he didn't even have to. He could have drove by him because they were the way they were running at him.
No, he is playing weak right now.
Commissioner Steve Stout.
Ooh, we got 91-94. A minute and 43 left to go. Houston up by three.
That's what, a 5-point swing?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's see. Harden.
Now they got Clay on him.
Clay a good defender.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's a wide open look.
You gotta make that.
He wide open. That was a good look.
Harden needs to shoot the ball.
No, Ken, that's wide open.
That's wide open, Ken. He's capable of shooting the ball.
Yeah, he was wide open.
But he's 1-for-7 from three.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
He got to make that.
He's not seeing the rim.
Oh, bang, bang.
Tie game.
Bang, bang.
Tie game. Oh.
He short-armed it.
Hey, listen. Unless somebody is wide open, CP3 or James Harden, no excuses, no passes.
Oh, so
we hold LeBron accountable.
So if he forces a shot, you still
exactly.
Gonna count,
and you was over here. Oh well, you know, too much ISO and too much shot.
Now they need ISO.
That boy ready, man. It don't even matter that he missed it.
Man, CP, you saw that.
You know,
he went at his neck.
He went at him.
In these last 2 minutes, you know what you're seeing is desperation. They know for Golden State, if they win this game, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, yeah.
And Houston know if they lose this game, it's a wrap. So they playing.
But that's to Ken's point, though. Like, Harden got to play, like, desperate. Like, he has to be like, yo, I can't pass this ball. Like, yeah. I have to. Yeah, he's open. Because I do it. Y'all know I do it. Like, I'm so passive, but, like, in these moments like this, you can't pass that, man. I don't care how open that man is. You got to take it at these dudes' necks and show them that I want it.
To me, I understand everything that y'all saying. But that pass to, Eric Gordon, you got to make that pass.
He's ice cold, bro.
But you know what?
You said it earlier. A bad shot by Harden is better than a good shot by Eric Gordon.
What I said,
but you know I was close.
No, you was not close because I said that a bad shot by James Harden is better than a contested shot by me. That's
my
exact
word. I mean, okay,
he was wide open.
But he's okay.
No.
Okay,
wide open is wide open.
You know who's contesting him right now? Eric Gordon. He contested him damn self.
He was wide open, but he was flat though. So he didn't get that in rhythm. He didn't get that pass in rhythm.
But you can take a dribble. You can take a dribble. He wide open. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. If they drop a play and you get triple, quadruple team, and you got a shooter that you know, it doesn't matter if he's 0-for-7, dog.
I understand.
You get that man to rock.
What's going to happen, y'all?
I mean,
I think they hunted for a three.
Right.
Yeah, I think they probably going to get it.
You think who?
I think they're going to get it. I don't know who, but I know Golden State is going to try to get a three-point shot.
Yeah. You said KD?
Yeah.
I say Steph.
There it is right there.
Oh, he's going to the rack. Oh, quick bat.
Oh! Ooh, no! Are you serious?
That's a foul against Draymond. They pushed him in the back, Ken.
Oh, I thought they called it on
Nah.
Come on, man. But that's kind of whack.
Nah, they pushed the crap. You see him
flying
off the screen.
Fly off like that, dude.
You don't even got to see the foul to know it's a foul.
No foul there.
Look at that.
Oh,
CP bear hugged him.
As if he was going for the ball. That's veteran shit. Dog.
Yeah. That's experience. You can't tease that. You got to experience
right,
that.
Right.
That's how you lose. So now what? Because this is about to be a one-point game. It might be a one-point game.
Here's the thing.
I think he's going
to
knock
you get a ball to CP and you just move the hell out of the way.
Yeah, basically at this point. Because he's the one that's going at their neck right now.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh, James Harden got the ball. Go, Harden.
This moment of truth right here.
Yeah,
it is.
27 seconds left. What you
now
gonna
you
do?
Got now you oh, oh yeah, they fought over the screen.
Go work. Yep.
Nah, run
go
it back. Work. Run it back. Run it back.
Yep.
There you go.
Go to work. Yep. Go to work.
No bailout three. Oh, you idiot.
Yeah, Kim might be right on that shit.
Oh my God. Three to win the game.
Yeah,
three to win the game.
Play it. Play it.
Ah!
You got to shoot that.
Three to win the game.
They don't have
no timeouts. Wow.
No timeouts.
Wow.
That's how I ended it?
Yep.
Wow.
I think they held them to 12 points in that quarter, bro.
Hey, Ken, does the Roku have, like, DVR? Like, can we rewind? Can we rewind?
They're looking to see if it's a foul, I think. I think they caught a foul.
Checking the time on the clock because he clearly got the rebound.
So to me.
They can't check for a foul.
No. Oh. What I wanted to see, Golden State has a timeout. Once Klay got trapped in that corner, they should call timeout.
That's on Kerr. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right because, like, with the shooters they have.
Yeah, you could draw some up. You
got to take that chance.
Yeah, but see, this is the reason why Klay Thompson can't be top 10. You can't dribble, dog. Like, you can't create your own. You can't be top 10.
But now they're arguing about, okay, but if you call the timeout, you get a chance to set the defense.
Here's the thing. Kerr did the right thing by not calling the timeout off of the miss and playing it. But once Klay got stuck in that corner, you had to reset.
I agree.
You got to get a shot to win the game.
Yeah, I agree. Which, yeah. Because that was,
such a horrible shot.
Yeah, it was.
We have to wait until we finish recording.
My God.
Who was that?
Nothing. I'm going to get off on something else. It's not sports related. That's why. Like,
what?
What are they doing?
They probably determined
to it.
There's more time on the clock.
Because he fouled, like, Sean Livingston fouled him on the rebound.
Man, people are so stupid on Twitter, man.
Oh, 0.5.
Really he argued us that Klay is top 10.
So
look, here's the thing. A qualification of being top 10, you got to create your own shot.
He was talking about offensive efficiency and what else?
No, this is another guy. Somebody else, like, he's not, it's no hate. Everything he said about Russ has been
100%. No, but it was a Russ
any day.
I'll read you what he says.
This dude is just stupid.
CP looking like, it don't matter. I'm about to knock both of these holes.
He better.
It don't matter.
Mm-hmm. He'll admit. That's what he does. That's what they do. They got to get over their own, like, because it's catch and shoot, right?
Yeah.
With that timeout, right?
Yeah, it's point four is catch and shoot.
He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line.
Here's the thing. If I'm CP, I'm missing it on purpose. Like, I'm clanking it off the rim hard as hell.
Ooh, he should have made.
Yeah, I would have missed that.
Because you miss it.
Because as soon as you grab it and hit timeout, it's going to be 0.2.
Yeah.
Like, you literally going to have to get a tip to win the game. But now, with Chef Curry, KD, and Klay, you got options, bro.
If they make this three. If they make this three, and Jane. Now, think about it. If they make. Let's take it a step further.
Uh-huh.
They make the three, and they lose an OT.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Paul had a chance to ice the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything that we've been saying comes right back.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like, you got a chance to ice those demons.
Yep. And you tasted it.
Yep.
And it wasn't your plate.
They got to be nervous as hell right now.
Hell, yeah. You got to be nervous as hell.
So, anyway, while it's commercial, Bruh said, you're going to let Westbrook stat pattern hypnotize you like that. Klay got way better defense and offensive efficiency. All Westbrook got is athleticism and aggression. So, first of all, that's not all he has. That's all you
this
see.
This is why you don't talk sports to random people on Twitter.
I was talking to you. Never mind. I replied to him. Because I was like, because he was like, it's not a debate.
People, man, because people really do not know sports.
And then he's talking about we have to see Klay play on a less well-oiled machine, though. And I'm like, we've seen Klay play without Curry and Durant sometimes.
Klay Thompson's game is predicated on a system.
Here we go.
Oh! Ooh.
That was like that was a Larry Bird good look. Yep. That was a Larry Bird good look. Remember when Larry Bird
that one.
He was Larry Bird had that pump fake and he shot that three.
Ooh. All I can say is, I thought that shit was going in, yo.
That's how it was with Larry Bird though. Remember when Larry we was like, oh,
that's
man.
The first playoff road win against the Rockets in playoff history.
Really?
Look at this play. What a great call.
What a great play.
Who missed him? I need to see that again.
That's Curry.
Did he even get off in time, though?
Yeah, he did.
But how did he get so wide open? Did CP knew he overplayed it?
He knew it. He's like, that's man, we need.
So DirecTV do got a DVR now, but.
So much for me saying Warriors in five.
They win in the series. I've been trying to tell y'all.
Warriors in six.
It's over. Protect home court. Warriors. That's all they need to do.
Can't. What do you? You know what, man?
Can you really think the Rockets are going to win the series?
Man. Come on.
Bruh, this was the game. They got home court back.
You were just talking all this mess about James Harden, Dream Harden. You believing in James Harden?
No, here's the thing.
Who you believing in?
Who won that game for?
Chris Paul.
Thank you. Not James Harden had nothing to do with it because Chris Paul wants it more. Chris Paul hasn't. James Harden's been to a finals. James Harden has been in the Western Conference finals before.
What are you saying?
Damn. I don't have the remote. You got it.
No, I can hear you.
He said he was
talking.
Yeah.
Put the captions on. Shout out. All right, so here's the thing. Chris Paul.
Houston won. The series is tied 2-2.
Series is tied. Going Chris Paul wanted it more.
I got a bounce. So.
Yeah, man. James Harden, let's just call it what it is. He cowered in the moment. The pressure was too much for him. Chris Paul bailed him out.
Nah, he did. He definitely did.
But that's the reason why it takes more than just one superstar to win a championship.
Okay, understood. But now that pressure has somewhat been removed, you're playing at home. We all know the advantage home, you know. So now it's just like
3-2.
It's tied. We're starting best 2 or 3. Yep. We got home court advantage. So we you know, he should play a little bit more loose now. But I think the pressure of going down 3-1 was just way too much for him.
Yeah, I feel you. Look, here's the thing, man. At the end of the day, I'm not saying that James Harden didn't tighten up down the stretch of that game. He did. But at the end of the day, he was still making the right basketball plays. So that's the reason why I can't fault him. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're just fumbling and, you know, it just looks like it's too big for you.
He did fumble once.
He did, but it was good defense. It was good defense. I gave you the fumble. But the fact that he was still taking the shots, the fact that he was still making the right play, made it feel to me that this is just a step in James Harden's evolution.
And I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I think that the telling will be game 5. How does he come out? Does he come out with swagger like, yep, we got you at the crib. We at my crib now. And this my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you why. Thank you, CP, for back there in Golden State. But today is me.
And, yeah, and look, I'm not going to let CP3 was great in that fourth quarter, but he pulled a LeBron too. You missed a free throw.
Big time free throw.
You are, and you're not like LeBron. Like, you're not a okay free throw shooter. Mm-hmm. You are a good free throw shooter. Mm-hmm. You got to ice that game.
80 plus.
Yeah.
If you're 80 plus, you're good.
Yeah. So what are you doing? And then I don't know what happened on that last play, but you basically put your season in jeopardy. But I got to give, like, we saw. They survived the run, that third quarter run. We all reacted to it. You know, I thought it was over because I got to give the Rockets props.
Mm-hmm.
They battled back. They locked down on defense, which have been a calling card for them all season long. You know, people talk about the offense, but they're top 5, top 6 in defensive efficiency. They showed it in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing is we forget that they did this before. They haven't done it in the playoffs, but they did it in the regular season where they came back. Because I went to sleep on that game where they came back and I woke up and they had won the game. They were getting blown out or something like that. This was early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and they won and they won that game. But the Rockets have a winning record against the Warriors this year. You know, we know the Warriors are the Warriors. We can't knock them championship pedigree and all that, but They were two of one. Yeah. They took two of three
mm-hmm.
from them in the regular season And now this one is knotted up 2-2. So right now they're – well, they're actually 4 – what is that? My mouth is – no, 5 – no, 3 –
4 and 3.
4 and 7, right? Yeah, yeah, 4 and 3. So anyway, so they've shown to themselves they can play with them, and I think they're showing themselves that they can play with them in the playoffs. To win in Oracle, to beat Golden State at home,
tough.
Cleveland is one of the few teams to do that. You know, so it doesn't happen. And to survive, like, the Warriors' third quarter onslaught. Yeah. So this is why I kind of sort of think that when I was saying that – well, never mind. I'm not going to even revisit that. We've already discussed the 35 points by Curry. But – He couldn't hit a three, though. But he hit a big three in the fourth quarter. He was aggressive. He stayed aggressive. So I give him that.
That's all you can do.
Yeah,
and that's why James Harden has to trust him. You're open, bro. You got, like, I don't care if you're 0-for-8. Like, you got
to
take it.
Because at some point you'll reverse. You know, you'll regress back towards the mean. Ooh, that didn't look good. Ooh.
I'm surprised his ankle ain't jacked up.
Is that Clay?
Yep.
Yeah, this is when they took over. Woo-hoo! Draymond, no. Draymond, you all on Twitter, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, social media is the new poster.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new poster because you can't get away from that.
Mm-mm.
Like, Barkley loving it.
Ooh. We missed the first half. Rockets 9-2 run.
Good defense.
Yeah, that was good defense.
Good pass.
Got cookies!
He's been shooting jumpers the whole series. What are you talking about?
Nah, he's been getting a lot of back-to-the-basket opportunities in this series. He always shoots, but he, like, they've been mixing up KD's where he starts from.
Okay. I got you.
He's got a lot of mid and high post opportunities.
Has he been killing them with them?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. You on social media too, Curry. But you on social media both ways, though. Ooh, right
my
here.
God! Yo, B,
gotcha.
Look at that, man.
I punch the shit out of this little man, man.
Jesus Christ, man. How you guard that? That was so nuts watching that live.
This was smart basketball by Draymond to find the hot man. Because we were like, Draymond, you open. But it was like, Curry, coming in that corner.
Curry always does that, though. When he gives up the rock, he'll run to a corner. Oh, my God.
They ain't dancing. Your ass ain't dancing anymore. Y'all can't let Curry dance on him. I'm sorry.
That's a tough.
Hey, you know what? Let's wait to these highlights because I got something else to say.
I think that's probably the best pass I saw this whole game.
Yep, that was the big three. That gave them a cushion and they needed it.
See, right here, timeout. 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 Timeout.
Wow, they said that the Rockets went on a 21-4 run in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I think Chris Paul messed up on that play. But that's
you gotta miss that.
But you know what? That's how you know. You get over, you exercise, because that's what that's playoff Chris Paul. You miss a free throw, and then you screw up on the last play to give him a wide open shot. You got bailed out by Curry. Let's talk about the Warriors, because Where was Kevin Durant in the fourth quarter?
I feel you.
And I said he should close out the game. Where was Curry? I didn't see Curry dancing.
They don't have a matchup for Durant. Yeah, he should have been more aggressive.
Like they brought you there for games like this. Kerr said it.
But that goes back to Charles Barkley point where they didn't get KD in the areas of the court where he's just truly unguardable. He's unguardable with the face up three, walk into three, shimmy, you know, crossover three. He can do all that. But where he is truly unguardable is when you get him in that mid post, that Carmelo area, that Dirk Nowitzki area. You get him there, back to the basket and the corner of that free throw line. What you gonna do with that? You turn around and shoot. You can create offense from that, and we didn't see that in this game. We saw it in the first three games, but in this game we didn't see it.
Yeah, no, we didn't. So he gotta like you gotta win that game. Because you got to be the stabilizing force. When they're on that run, you're the one guy on the court outside of James Harden that can go get buckets against anybody.
Right.
And you got to do that. You got to do that. So and you know what else I haven't seen in you know, like Golden State looked rattled. They look rattled. They look somewhat discombobulated. The pressure got to them. And
you think rattled or – I don't think rattle is the right word, because rattle means that like you're scared. I think they're surprised that Houston does have the firepower to match them. I think that's more accurate.
But I'm talking about in the fourth quarter, like I won't say they lost their composure, but the pressure that the Rockets were putting on them kind of they got a little outside of what they do. Like it just. And maybe that's credit to the Rockets' defense.
Yeah, no, the Rockets definitely went up another, I would say, at least a half level of intensity, because the whole game was intense, right? But during that 21 or whatever run that they had toward the end of the game, Houston defensively just stepped it up. And rattled means like, oh, my God, like they're fumbling and bobbling and they don't know what to do. That's not what I saw from Golden State. I just saw Houston operating and executing at a higher level in the most in crunch time, where we typically see Golden State do that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like Golden State felt like it was surprising. Like, damn, like these guys is really – getting it done.
They're not going away. They're fighting.
Exactly. They're fighting. They're here. Typically, when Steph goes on runs like that, like it's a wrap. It's demoralizing. Yeah. But Houston has enough firepower and they have enough leadership now with CP on that squad that it's like, guys, don't worry. Yeah. Like just stay within striking distance. We could close them out. And that's what we saw.
Ooh, the Rockets. Like I said, we missed the first. We'll come back to that. So apparently the Rockets didn't score for over 5 minutes in the first quarter. They were losing 12-0.
Like I said, man, 20 points ain't nothing. If you're under 20 and you're in the NBA game, you can still win that game. That's still a winnable game.
Yep. So here's the last thing I got for tonight, because it's 11:43 p.m. Eastern time and we need to get home. Right now, the Eastern Conference Finals, a lot of people we had a close game tonight. We haven't had that so far outside of the – well, we haven't had it. I'm not going to even try to force one. We just haven't had it. And a lot of people have been saying, you know, the blowouts are making it boring and it's not – you know, there are no exciting games. But the ratings are still high and going through the roof, part because they have superstars. They have LeBron. Mm-hmm. People still want to see what LeBron does. You know, people want to see, of course, everybody on the Warriors and James Harden and CP3. At the end of the day, when it looked like the swings have been so huge on both sides, like every time somebody win a game, we're like, it's over. The series is over. Boston lead it 2-0, series over. Rockets, Warriors go up 2-1 with another home game, series is over. But here we are, both series, 2-2. Mm-hmm. You know, and two of the teams that we think, you know, will meet in the finals have to go get a home win, go get a road win to get there.
Yep.
And the Warriors have to get their second. Mm-hmm. The Cavs just need to get their first.
Mm-hmm.
So – as much as the outcomes of the game have probably been unsatisfying if you don't watch basketball like that, the results and where we are right now after four
is
games.
What we want.
It's right exactly what we want.
And, you know, I think, Ken, honestly, especially in the East, you know, in the conference finals, there's been more blowouts. You know, so sometimes that, for the casual fan, that isn't that exciting. For me, basketball is exciting. I don't care who's playing. Like, these guys will tell you, I watch Summer League, I watch Euro League, I watch your mama league if I can. Like, it is what it is. But, like you said, we are where we want to be. And I think that you kind of have to dissect the series for what they are and who is in them. With LeBron is a lot like Floyd Mayweather in a sense that he got to get punched a couple times for him to kind of feel you out and understand what you want to do. And then once he knows how you want to do it, even if you throw a wrinkle, I'm going to just demolish you. And that's what we're really witnessing right now in that Boston series. That first game, LeBron struggled. Boston blew him out. The second game, LeBron's like, I bet. Scored 21 points in the first quarter, right? And they still lost. And they got contributions from their secondary star and K-Love. That third game, we saw LeBron saying, okay, I can score when I want, but I'm going to let my guys carry the team, and I'll just be that uppercut. I'll be that knockout blow whenever they need me to be, right? And we've seen that. And then going over to the Western Conference, we knew that these are the two highest-powered offenses in the NBA right now. So what we're getting in terms of these fireworks is exactly what we expected. We expected to see Steph Curry hit crazy shots. We expected for KD not to be guardable at times. Like, we've expected all of this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why people are always prisoners of the moment. But to me, I stuck with my pick. I'm like, look, Cleveland in six.
Yeah.
Cleveland in six. I'm sticking with – I don't remember how many games I picked the Golden State Warriors to win it, but I'm sticking with Golden State.
I'm glad you said that. What you got, B?
I agree with him. Golden State, no, because it's Golden State, man. Come on now.
You said Golden State in seven, right?
I said in five. That's why I was like, it messed up my chance of Golden State being in five.
Oh, yeah, you were disrespectful. A lot of people were.
Yeah, but I wasn't being disrespectful.
Yeah. But I'm glad you said that about, like, you're sticking with your pick. And you're sticking with your pick. We're sticking with
both
our picks.
Them. Yeah, both sides. Eastern and Western Conference. I'm sticking with my picks.
Because I think about, like, first Max Kellerman, who jumps all over the place.
He does.
But the second one is Chris Carter. Because Chris Carter is trying so hard to judge the games on an individual basis like he's all over the place. Because on one hand, you know, he'll be like, the Cavs are a bad team. You know, who's going to help LeBron? And all these things are true. So he'll jump on Boston side or the Raptors side. And then LeBron will go do what LeBron does. And then he'll talk about all the Cavs, you know, the role player stepped up and got a help. And now, so basically in this series, he's been on Boston side when they were up 2-0. LeBron came back and got 2-1. Now he's thinking that, you know, it's going to go 7. And he doesn't know if he can trust the Celtics. It's like, guys, Stephen A. put it best. Make your pick. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Who cares?
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. Right. It's a 50-50 chance.
We all just predicting and guessing. It's, you know,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know, so don't try to be all over the place. It's not going to be the end of the road. Right. So, so, yeah. So, and, you know, I was just kind of scrolling through Twitter, and I'm just looking at, you know, just the reaction. And, I mean, you know, a lot of people didn't expect them to be where they are, at least this particular series.
Houston.
And nobody saw this series tie 4-4.
I mean, 2-2.
2-2, I'm sorry. Yeah, 2-2. Especially when the Rockets won game one. As a matter of fact.
I mean, Golden State.
Yeah. It's late. It's late, y'all. We about to get out of here.
Hey, man, we got regular 9-to-5s, too.
Yeah, we about to get out of here. I'm screwing up. Y'all get the point. Y'all add in what y'all think I was trying to get to right there. Basically, people thought it was over when Golden State won game one and took home court. But anyway, but if you're a good team, you're supposed to be able to win on the road.
Yep.
And if the Warriors want to take it, that's what they had to do.
If you're a championship team.
You're a championship. Yes. Correct. You got to slay the dragon, bro. So the Rockets got to slay their dragon in Golden State, and Boston got to slay theirs in LeBron. And that's exciting for basketball guys like us. So anyway, we're going to close it out right there, man. Man, if y'all digging these, let us know, man, for real. We're going to do the finals. We're going to definitely do the finals like that, and I really, really want to stream it live so you guys can kind of watch it with us virtually or whatever. So anyway, that's going to do it for us, man. We're about to get out of here. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.